الحمد لله رب العالمين، صلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين. أسأل الله أن يوفقنا جميعا لما يحبه ويرضاه، وأن يجعل نياتنا خالصة لوجهه. إن شاء الله سنكمل من حيث كنا وصلنا، أو سنعيد شيئا قليلا مما كنا تكلمنا فيه المرة الماضية، ثم نكمل من هناك إلى آخر كتاب العقيدة الطحاوية. إن شاء الله we'll continue from where we stopped the past camp of the winter session. And or a little bit before that, we'll continue from a little bit before that until we finish, inshallah, العقيدة الطحاوية. طيب. قال المؤلف رحمه الله: ونؤمن بالكرام الكاتبين، فإن الله قد جعلهم علينا حافظين. The author said, we believe in the honorable recording angels, for Allah has certainly appointed them to observe our deeds. شرح ذلك أنه أن الله تبارك وتعالى قد وكل بنا ملائكة يحصون أعمالنا. The explanation: Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala appointed angels to observe our deeds. مع كل واحد منا ملكان يحصيان ما يفعل. ملك يكتب الحسنات، وملك يكتب غير ذلك من الأعمال. With each one of us, there are two angels. One of them writes the good, or records the good deeds, and the other one records all the other actions of the person. ثم بعد ذلك الأعمال التي هي من جملة المباحات تمحى، يعني يوم القيامة لا تكون في هذا الكتاب. Then later the actions that are not, that are neither rewardable nor sins, will be erased. So on the day of judgment, the person is not going to be presented with those deeds. إِنَّمَا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ الشَّخْصُ يَرَى حَسَنَاتِهِ وَسَيِّئَاتِهِ. Rather, on the day of judgment, the person is going to be presented with his good deeds and with one's sins. وقد جاء في بعض الأحاديث ورد أن ملك السيئات ينتظر 3 ساعات بعد أن يعمل الشخص السيئة، الملك الموكل بالسيئات ينتظر 3 ساعات بعد أن يعمل الشخص السيئة. إن لم يتوب يكتبها وإلا فلا. ولكن هذا الحديث ضعيف، ليس ثابت الإسناد. It is narrated in one hadith that the angel that writes the bad deeds, the sins, waits for 3 hours after one commits, for a period of time, after one, approximately 3 hours, after one commits the sin. If one repents from it, then this angel would not record this sin. But this hadith is not sahih. It is a weak hadith. It is narrated, but it is a weak hadith. The chain of narrators contains weakness. وَقَدْ ذَكَرَ اللَّهُ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى فِي الْقُرْآنِ أَمْرَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ الْمُوَكَّلِينَ بِكِتَابَةِ الْأَعْمَالِ. In Al-Quran, Allah mentioned about the angels who are appointed to observe the deeds. هذا بده يلحقنا بشكل ناقص لو سمحت. خلونا نكمل. Let us continue. قال الله تعالى في سورة الانفطار وإن عليكم لحافظين كراما كاتبين يعلمون ما تفعلون. الله تبارك وتعالى said in Surah Al-Infitar, وَإِنَّ عَلَيْكُمْ لَحَافِظِينَ كِرَامًا كَاتِبِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ مَا تَفْعَلُونَ. These are the 10th, 11th and 12th verses of this surah, which mean there are honored ones who observe what you do, and record that. وهذا نص صريح في إثبات الحفظة. And this is an explicit text that tells us about the angels who record our deeds. أما ما يتوب منه الإنسان فإنه يمحى. Now if one commits a sin and later repents from this sin would be erased. فلا يرى ذلك في صحيفته يوم القيامة. So the person would not be presented with this on the day of judgment. With this sin on the day of judgment. قال المؤلف رحمه الله ونؤمن بملك الموت الموكل بقبض أرواح العالمين. The author said, we believe in the angel of death who is appointed to take the souls out of the living beings. الله تبارك وتعالى وكل ملك الموت بقبض أرواح العالمين الإنس والجن والملائكة وكل ذي روح. ملك الموت هو الذي يقبض روحه. الله تبارك وتعالى ordered the angel of death to take out the souls of every living being in this world. This includes the human beings, jinn, angels, and others. Even the insects, when they die, the angel of death is the one who takes out their souls. Every living being. وَمَلَكُ الْمَوْتِ لَهُ أَعْوَانِ. The angel of death has other angels with him. Who assist him. له أعوان من الملائكة. لذلك في بعض آيات القرآن ورد أن الذين ورد أن من يقبض روح الروح جماعة. وفي بعضها ذكر أن من يقبض روح واحد ملك الموت. وهذا لأن الذي يقبض روح هو عزرائيل عليه السلام بنفسه ثم بعد ذلك يعطيها إلى أعوانه. فالذي يقبض روح على الحقيقة الذي يقبض روح يباشر قبض الروح هو عزرائيل عليه السلام. لكن بما أن له أعوانا ذكر في بعض آيات القرآن أن الذي يقبض الروح جماعة. As we said, the angel of death has assistance. And this is why in some of the verses of Quran you would notice or you would read that a group of angels take out the soul. And in some of them, it is mentioned that the angel of death takes out the soul. This is so because the one who does that, who directly handles the matter and takes out the soul, is the angel of death. But after doing that, he gives the soul to some of his assistants. This is why in some verses, It is mentioned that a group of angels do that, and in some others it is mentioned that the angel of death does that. فَحَيْثُ فَحَيْثُ ذُكِرَ بِلَفْظِ الْإِفْرَادِ الْمُرَادُ مَنْ يُبَاشِرُ وَحَيْثُ ذُكِرَ بِلَفْظِ الْجَمْعِ فَالْمُرَادُ مَنْ لَهُ دَخَلٌ فِي هَذَا الْأَمْرِ. So where in Al-Quran this issue is mentioned, So where in Al-Quran it is mentioned that the angel of death himself does that, this refers to the one who directly handles the matter. Where it is mentioned in group, then this refers to those who have something to do with taking out the souls. So this refers to Azrael and his assistants. وَاسْمُ مَلَكِ الْمَوْتِ عَزْرَائِيلِ كَمَا أَجْمَعَ عَلَى ذَلِكَ الْمُسْلِمُونَ. The name of the angel of death is Azrael, as it is known by consensus among the Muslims. والوهابية ينكرون هذا يقولون من أين قلتم ملك الموت عزرائيل. The Wahhabis, they deny this issue. They say, how do you say that the angel of death has the name of Azrael? From where did you come up with this? ونقول لهم هذا شيء ليس عرف من طريق واحد أو اثنين أو ثلاثة. هذا شيء قام الإجماع عليه. We tell them, we respond, this is not something known by one chain or two chains or three chains only. This is something known among the Muslims by consensus. ذكر ممن ذكر هذا قديما القاضي عياض وغيره. Among those who mentioned this matter long time ago is Al-Qadi Iyad, that is the matter of ijma' of consensus on this issue, is Al-Qadi Iyad among others. حتى ابن تيمية يذكر أنه عزرائيل. Even Ibn Taymiyyah, the leader, mentions that the name of the angel of death is Azrael. قال المؤلف وبعذاب القبر لمن كان له أهلا. The author said, we believe in the punishment in the grave for the one who deserves it. ونؤمن بسؤال منكر ونكير في قبره عن ربه ودينه ونبيه. He continued to say, and in Munkar and Nakir's questioning of the buried person in his grave about his Lord, religion, and Prophet. على ما جاءت به الأخبار عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وعن الصحابة رضوان الله عليهم. All this, he continued to say, all this is in accordance
with the hadith of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and of the companions of the Prophet. May Allah raise the ranks.
والقبر روضة من رياض الجنة أو حفرة من حفر النيران.
We believe that the grave is either a garden of paradise or a pit of hell.
شرح ذلك أنه يجب أن نؤمن بعذاب القبر لقسم من الناس ونعيم القبر لقسم من الناس.
The explanation, we have to believe that a part of the people are tortured in their graves and another part are enjoying in their graves.
وأن الإنسان بعدما يموت يسأل ماذا كان يقول في محمد عليه الصلاة والسلام.
And that the person after dying and after being buried, that is, would be questioned about what he used to say, that is when he was alive, about Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
وهذا السؤال خاص بأمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And this is something which happens specifically for the nation of Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم.
يعني خاص بمن أرسل إليهم محمد عليه الصلاة والسلام.
That is, this is something that happens specifically for those whom Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent to them.
أما الأمم السابقة ما كان يحصل فيهم هذا.
As for the previous nations, this did not happen to them.
مثلا الذي كان من أمة موسى عليه السلام ما كان يسأل في قبره ماذا كنت تقول في موسى.
For example, if one among the people whom Musa, to whom Musa was sent died, he wouldn't be asked in his grave, what would you say, what did you say about Musa عليه السلام.
كذلك بالنسبة لأمة عيسى وإبراهيم وغيرهما من الأنبياء.
Likewise, those whom Prophet Isa was sent to, Prophet Ibrahim and other prophets.
هذا يحصل فقط لأمة محمد عليه الصلاة والسلام.
لمن أرسل إليهم نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
So this occurs only to those whom Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم was sent to.
إذا جاء في الحديث الذي رواه البخاري وغيره أن العبد إذا وضع في قبره وتولى عنه أصحابه وإنه ليسمع قرع نعالهم.
إذا وضع في قبره وذهب عنه الذين قبروه ابتعدوا عن القبر وهو يكون ما يزال يسمع قرع نعالهم معناه ترجع روحه إلى جسده يرجع إليه وعيه فيسمع قرع نعالهم صوت نعالهم وهم ذاهبون. أتاه ملكان فيقعدانه.
In the hadith narrated by Al-Bukhari and Muslim, it is mentioned that after one is buried, and once those who buried him leave the grave and walk going away, he hears the steps, that is, the soul comes back to his body, so he is aware again of what happens, what is happening around him. He feels again, he knows. At that moment, two angels come to him and make him sit. فيقولان, and they ask him, ما كنت تقول في هذا الرجل محمد? What did you used to say about this man Muhammad? هذا من جملة ما يسألاني. That is, this is among the matters about which they ask him. لأنه جاء في بعض الأحاديث أنه يسأل عن ربه وعن دينه وعن نبيه. Because in other hadith it is mentioned that he would be asked about his Lord, his religion, and his Prophet. يقولان ماذا كنت تقول في هذا الرجل محمد? They say, what did you used to say about this man Muhammad? وكلمة هذا هنا لا تعني أن محمدا عليه الصلاة والسلام يكون حاضرا وهما يشيران إليه. لا, هذا معناه للدلالة على شيء معروف. العرب يستعملون هذا للدلالة على شيء معروف, على أمر معهود. And the term هذا used in the hadith, which means this, what did you used to say about this man Muhammad, does not mean that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would be standing there and they point, for example, to him and ask him, what did you used to say about this man? No. But because this is a known matter, they use this term. This is something known in the Arabic language. If something is known in your mind, you are talking with someone, you use this term, which that means this, in reference to the known matter. It is something known for both of you. فَأَمَّا الْمُؤْمِنِ أَيْ الْكَامِلِ فيقول أشهد أنه عبد الله ورسوله. Now, if the person is a believer, that is a perfect one, a pious believer, he wouldn't feel afraid from them, and he would answer, I bear witness that he is the slave of Allah and his messenger. فيقال له انظر إلى مقعدك من النار, يعني انظر إلى المكان الذي كنت تدخله لو مت كافرا. انظر إلى مقعدك من النار أبدلك الله به مقعدا من الجنة. فيراهما جميعا. When he says that, they tell him, look at the place where you would be tortured if you had been died as a blasphemer. And look also to the place in paradise where you are going to be enjoying. So he sees both of them. He sees the place where he would be tortured if he had been died as the blasphemer, and he sees also in paradise where he is going to be, where he is going to be. وَهَذَا لِيَزْدَادَ فَرَحًا. And this is to, this makes him more happy that he escaped that severe torture, and he will be enjoying this place in paradise. اللَّهُ يَجْعَلُنَا مِنْ هَؤُلَاءِ. وأما الكافر أو المنافق فيقول لا أدري كنت أقول ما يقول الناس فيه. As for the believer, or as for the blasphemer or the hypocrite, he would say, I don't know. I used to say whatever people used to say, what the people used to say about him. يحصل يعني للكافر ارتباك شديد من شدة خوفه هذا الذي يخرج منه. That is, the blasphemer would be very frightened. And this is what comes out from his mouth. بعض العلماء قال من هذا كلامه يكون مثل كلام الذي فقد عقله يعني بغير إرادة من شدة الخوف. Some scholars said this statement would come out from him without his intention, because he would be very afraid. لأن الملكين منظرهما مخيف, because the two angels, they make the, how do I say it? Frightening appearance. They have, the two angels have a frightening appearance. The non-believer feels very afraid. ولا يقال كيف يسألانه عن اعتقاده وهما يعرفان. كيف يسألانه ماذا كان يقول وهما يعرفان أنه سيقول أنه لن ينطق بما يدل على الإيمان, لأن هذا كما قلنا كلام بغير إرادة, ولأنه يخبر عما كان يعتقده لا عن حاله الآن. يخبر عما كان يعتقده وهو يعلم أن الذي كان يعتقده باطل, الآن يعلم عند الكلام, فلا يكون هذا مساعدة له على الكفر, لأنه الآن يعلم أن ما كان عليه باطل. لو كان يخبر عما كان عليه لكنه يعلم أنه باطل. And one shouldn't be one shouldn't be worried, if you want, about this statement. That is, one shouldn't be, يعني, shouldn't misunderstand what the angels ask the blasphemer. For example, that is, one shouldn't say, how do they ask him about what he believed in the past before dying, while they know that he is not going to utter the proper statements. He is not going to say, I used to believe in Muhammad, because he did not. And we know that helping someone to commit blasphemy is blasphemy. Well, this is not the case here, because here they are not helping him to commit blasphemy. First, he utters the statement without his intention, as we said, out of being afraid. Secondly, he is not talking, he does not talk about what he believes now. he talks about what he used to say while knowing, that is now, that this was wrong. Now he knows that this was wrong. So this would not be from the part of the angels helping someone to commit blasphemy. Like if someone is a Muslim, and he was not a Muslim. If someone asks him, on what religion, what did you believe like 10 years ago when he was not a Muslim? He would tell him, I was following such and such religion. This is not blasphemy, because now he knows that this was wrong. And this is similar to that. طيب فإذا سأله الملكان يقول لا أدري كنت أقول ما يقول الناس فيه. So when the angels asked him, he says, I don't know. I used to say, when the angels ask him, he says, I don't know. I used to say what the people used to say about him. فيقولان له لا دريت ولا تليت. لا دريت يعني لا عرفت. معناه هذه كلمة يستعملها العرب للإهانة. لا دريت لا عرفت. ولا تليت هذه لتأكيد المعنى. لو ذكرتها وحدها هذه الكلمة لا يكون لها معنى. إنما يكون لها معنى إذا استعملتها مع لا دريت، فيكون معناها تأكيد المعنى الأول الذي هو الإهانة بسبب عدم المعرفة، تأكيد هذا المعنى. كما يقول العرب إذا أرادوا أن يصفوا شيئا بأنه حسن يقولون حسن بسن، وبسن وحدها ليس لها معنى لو استعملتها وحدها، أما مع حسن يكون لها معنى وهو معنى التأكيد. لا دريت ولا تليت الخلاصة هي لفظة للإهانة بسبب معرفته، بسبب عدم معرفته، عدم إيمانه. The two angels then address him by saying لا دريت ولا تليت, which is a word used to insult him because he did not believe in Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام, and he did not know the prophethood of Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. ثم يضرب بمطرقة من حديد بين أذنيه. Then he would be hit with a hammer of iron between his ears here. يصرخ منها صرخة فيصيح صيحة يسمعها من يليه إلا الثقلين. He screams then very strongly. Everyone surrounding him hears the scream except the human beings and the jinn. They do not. هذه المطرقة جاء في بعض الأحاديث أنه من قوتها من هذه الضربة لو ضربت بها الجبال لذابت. In some hadith, it is narrated that they hit him strongly in a way that if a mountain is hit in this way, this mountain would vanish. May Allah protect us from that. وأما كيفية رؤيته لمقعده الذي كان يقعده في النار لو كان كافرا ولمقعده في الجنة، فذلك بأخذ روحه إلى مكان يرى منه روح مقعده في النار ومقعده في الجنة. Now how does the person sees the pious believer? How does the pious believer see the place where he is going to enjoy in paradise and the place where he would be tortured if he had been died as a blasphemer? It is mentioned in some hadith that this happens by taking his soul to a certain place from which he sees this part of hellfire, and then taking the soul to another place from which he sees his future place of paradise. ويفهم من هذا الحديث كما هو واضح أن الروح ترجع إلى الجسد في القبر بعد أن يدفن الإنسان. From this hadith it is understood that the soul goes back to the body after the person is buried. وقد ورد ذلك صريحا في بعض الأحاديث. And this is mentioned explicitly in some other hadith of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. كما روي عن عبد الله بن عمر أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ذكر فتاني القبر، أي منكرا ونكيرا. فقال عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه: أترد علينا عقولنا يا رسول الله؟ قال: نعم، كهيئتكم اليوم. قال: فبفيه الحجر. العرب تستعمل هذا التعبير إذا سكت الإنسان وما عاد يقول شيئا، تقول: فبفيه الحجر، كأن في فمه حجرا، ما عاد يتكلم، انتهى. It is narrated from Abdullah ibn Amr, not Ibn Umar, Ibn Amr. So be aware, those are two different people. So it is narrated from Abdullah ibn Amr that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned Munkar and Nakir, the two angels who ask the person in the grave. Umar ibn al-Khattab asked the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام: أترد علينا عقولنا يا رسول الله؟ That is, do we become again aware of what happens around us? And the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام answered that yes, just as you are now or today. So Umar got silent. He didn't say anything after that. سيدنا عمر ما كان يعرف قبل ذلك أنه ترد عليه عقولهم في القبر، أنه يرجع كما هو اليوم. Our master Umar did not know before that they become aware again in the graves, just as they are now. How are we aware now? We have our minds, we have our souls, we have our bodies. So Umar did not know that. Previous to this, conversation with the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he did not know about that. He did not think that the people will become aware in their graves with their souls, bodies and minds. So when he heard this from the Prophet, he became silent, totally silent. Because he discovered that he had different thinking about this matter. He did not expect this answer from the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. وسمي الملك والملكان هما منكر ونكير كما ذكرنا وسميا كذلك لأن منظرهما مفزع لمن لم يثبت الله قلبه. The two angels are called Munkar and Nakir because their appearance is frightening to anyone, to any person who sees them, except for those whom Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala did not will for them to be afraid when they see them. وَهُمْ جَمَاعَةٌ كُلُّ وَاحِدٍ هُمْ جَمَاعَتَانٌ جَمَاعَةٌ كُلُّ وَاحِدٍ مِّنْهُمْ يُسَمَّى مُنْكَرًا وجماعة كل واحد منهم يسمى نكيرا. فإذا مات الإنسان يأتي واحد من هذه الجماعة وواحد من هذه الجماعة إلى الميت. هكذا ذكر بعض العلماء. There are two groups of angels. One group, every one of them is called Munkar and they are frightening. Another group, every one of them is called Nakir. Whenever a person dies, two angels come to him. One from this group and the second one from the other group. So one would be called Munkar and the other one would be called Nakir. So if anyone asks you, how does it happen that if, what happens if 1,000 people die at the same time in different areas, how does the questioning in the grave happen? This is how it happens. They are not only two angels. They are not two angels only. There is a group of angels called, every one of them is called Munkar, and another group, every one of them is called Nakir. And when the person dies, one from this group and one from the other group come to him. هكذا ذكر الحليمي وغيره. This is what الحليمي and others mentioned. ويحتمل أن يكون منكر واحدا وأن يكون نكير واحدا لكن لكل واحد منهما أشباح كثيرة أجساد كثيرة تديلها روح واحدة. And there is also a possibility that Munkar is only one angel and Nakir is only one angel. But each one of them would have several bodies controlled by one soul. And in this way, they would come to the people and ask them in the graves, even if many people die at the same and they are buried at the same time. الواحد من البشر أحيانا يكون له أشباح كثيرة. كيف الملائكة؟ Sometimes a human being would have several bodies. So how about the angels? Controlled by one soul, that is. Shaykh Abdullah rahimahullah ذكر لنا عن شيخ كان في بلادهم في ناحية ثم بعد ذلك جاء رجل من ناحية أخرى لما رآه قال هذا الشيخ عندنا في ناحيتنا يكون جاء واحد من ناحية أخرى قال هذا يكون في ناحيتنا جاء من نواحي متعددة مختلفة قالوا يكون من ناحيتنا وهو بحسب الظاهر ما تحرك من مكانه ما ذهب من بلده ما خرج من بلده وذلك لأن بعض الأولياء الله يعطيهم أشباحا في وقت من الأوقات يعطيهم زيادة على جسدهم الأصلي أجسادا أخرى تديرها الروح الواحدة فيظهر في أكثر من مكان في وقت واحد. There was a sheikh in Sheikh Abdullah rahimahullah told us about a sheikh in his country. He used to live in a town, and at one point of time, a person from another town, far away area, came, and when he saw him, he said, well, this sheikh, he comes to our town. He lives there, in our area. Then another one came from a different area and he said the same thing about this sheikh. A third one from a third area. Many people came from different areas and all of them insisted that this sheikh lives with them, close to them and prays with them, etc. They know him very well. This is so because at one point of time some pious people, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, gives them extra bodies other than their original body, extra bodies controlled by one soul. And this is how it happens that they would be seen in different areas at the same time. Of course, one body cannot exist in different areas at the same time. In different places at the same time. This is mentally impossible. But this is how it happens. This person would have different bodies, extra bodies, other than the original body. And this is how he would be seen in different areas. وبعض الأولياء تطوى لهم الأرض. And some among the pious people, الأولياء, the walis, they can reach far away places in a very short time. Usually, with one step, we cover, let's say, how much do we cover? 1 meter? Maybe 1 meter or so. For them, with one step, they cover many kilometers, many miles, with one step. So they reach far away places in a very short time. This is among the karama that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give to some pious people.
MashaAllah. One time, a man came to Sheikh Abdullah's house, and he didn't speak with Sheikh Abdullah before that. He came to his house and he said, I kept searching and asking about you until I reached you. He told him at that day, I don't remember the day now. He said at such and such date, I was in the downtown of Beirut. And this is before the civil war in Lebanon. He said, I was walking and there was no people in the area, except you were in front of me, so I was looking at you. And then at one step, you were not anymore walking. You were in the air, going in the air. So I kept searching for you until I reached you. You are the man that I saw. Sheikh did not say anything. He did not comment with any word. Subhanallah. And this man, he didn't come again. He didn't see Sheikh before. This was the only time that he met a Sheikh. Anyway. Rahmatullahi alayhi. For years he kept searching for this man until he got to him. وجاء في بعض الأحاديث ثم إذا قال المؤمن التقي أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله بعد أن يسأله الملكان في القبر يوسع له في قبره 70 ذراعا في 70 ذراعا. After the pious person says, I bear witness that there is no God but Allah and that Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam is the messenger of Allah, his grave would be widened 70 cubits by 70 cubits. وَقَدْ يُوَسَّعُ قَبْرُ بَعْضِ النَّاسِ أَكْثَرَ مِنْ ذَلِكَ. And some people, their graves would be widened more than that. كما حصل للعلاء بن الحضرمي, as it was witnessed for العلاء بن الحضرمي. أحد الصحابة كان قائد جيش. One of the companions, he was a leader of an army. وكل الذين كانوا في هذا الجيش كانوا من الأتقياء. All the people in this army were pious people. وهو كان وليا من الأولياء أيضا. He was also a wali. لما مات دفنوه. When he died, they buried him. بعد ذلك قيل لهم هذا المكان أرضه تلفظ الموتى لا تحفظهم. فيأتي السباع فتأكلها. تأكل الموتى. They were told this place, the earth does not keep the body in place. The body would be, it wouldn't be in place, and thus, it would be pushed up, and like this, the beasts come and eat the bodies. فرجعوا حتى يعمق له أكثر. They went back to dig more for him. They opened the grave, فتحوا القبر, ما وجدوه. They did not find him.
ووجدوا قبره منورا وموسعا مد البصر. And they found his grave illuminated and very wide, يعني as far as you can see. لأنهم كانوا أتقياء الله تعالى أطلعهم على ذلك. Because they were pious people, Allah enabled them to see this enjoyment that العلاء had. إذن بعض الناس يوسع لهم قبرهم, الأتقياء يوسع لهم قبرهم أكثر من 70 ذراعا في 70. So some people, their grave would be widened more than 70 cubits by 70 cubits. وينور قبره, and the grave of the pious person would be illuminated. ويأتيه عمله الصالح بصورة إنسان حسن الهيئة يؤنسه. Also the good deeds, his good deeds come to him in the shape of a beautiful person to يؤنسه. To give, what do you say, company to him? To keep him company. ويقال له نم فينام كنوم العروس الذي لا يوقظه إلا أحب أهله إليه. And he would be told to sleep also, and he sleeps in his grave in a very comfortable way. He would be enjoying that. Like the groom, it is mentioned in the hadith, like the groom who wouldn't be waken up except by the most beloved person among his family to him. وأما الكافر فيضيق عليه قبره. As for the blasphemer, his grave is he would be squeezed in his grave حتى تتداخل أضلاعه, in a way that his or her ribs get like this. How do you say it?
Intertwined. Don't worry about it. Cross. Crisscross.
Crisscross. Okay. They go like the ribs on the right side, they go to the left, and the ribs that are on the left side, they go to the right, like this. Allah yahfazuna. ويعذب في قبره إلى أن يبلى جسده. He would be tortured in his grave until his body decays. ولا يبقى إلا عجب الذنب, and only a small part, small bone, very small bone remains. عند ذلك روحه تعذب. After that, his soul would be tortured. تؤخذ إلى سجين. It would be taken to a place called سجين. In the seventh earth. في الأرض السابعة. فوق جهنم. Above hellfire. إلى البعث. Until the day of judgment. باختصار, المؤمن التقي بعد موته لا يرى إلا النعيم. لذلك جاء في الحديث الدنيا سجن المؤمن وسنته, فإذا مات فارق السجن والسنة. In brief, the pious believer, after his death, he only gets enjoyment all the time. This is why it is narrated in a hadith, "الدنيا سجن المؤمن وسنته." That is, the pious believer lives in this dunya like someone who is in jail, or someone who is facing starvation. And once he dies, he leaves out all of that. That is, he would be transferred to enjoyment. Because after dying, he does not face not any even minute torture or disenjoyment. أَمَّا الْكَافِرُ فَبَعْدَ مَوْتِهِ لَا يَرَى إِلَّا الْعَذَابِ. As for the blasphemer, after dying, he only faces torture. He gets torture all the time. وَلَا يَرْتَاحُ وَلَوْ لِلَحْظَةِ. And he does not get any rest after dying. أَمَّا الْمُؤْمِنُ الْعَاصِي فَإِنْ سَامَحَهُ اللَّهِ يُنَعَّمُ فِي قَبْرِهِ وَإِلَّا فَيُعَذَّبُ. As for the sinful Muslim who committed enormous sins, who committed an enormous sin or more, and died without repenting, this person either would be forgiven by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and thus he would be enjoying in his grave, or he would not be forgiven by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and thus he would be tortured in his grave. لكن عذاب المسلم العاصي في قبره ليس كعذاب الكافر. ليس بنفس الشدة. His torture, the torture that a sinful Muslim faces in his grave, is not as severe as, it is a severe one, but it is not as severe as the blasphemer's torture. مثلا يضغط عليه القبر. For example, he is squeezed in his grave. لكن عذابه إذا بلي الجسد لكن عذابه لا يبقى مستمرا إلى يوم القيامة بل ينقطع. يعذب في القبر بعد ذلك ينقطع عنه العذاب ثم يوم القيامة إما يعذب أو يسامحه الله فيفلت من عذاب الآخرة. The sinful Muslim who is tortured in his grave, after a period of time, the torture stops. Then, afterwards, on the Day of Judgment, either he is tortured again, or Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala forgives him, and by this he escapes the torture of the hereafter. The severe torture of hellfire. نسأل الله أن يجعلنا من أهل التقوى وأن يعافينا من عذاب القبر ومن عذاب النار. We ask Allah تبارك وتعالى to make us among the pious people and to protect us from the torture in the grave and in hellfire. طيب. هل هناك أسئلة? Do you have any questions about what was said, please? عما ذكرنا تفضل حاجة.
تكلمت عن المسلم التقي عندما يُسأل من المنكر ولا كيف يجاوب
فيجيب.
طيب ما حال المسلم العاصي عند السؤال
هذا الذي ورد، الذي ورد ذكرته، الذي أعرفه أنه ورد ذكرته. وفيك ها؟ Why do you want to go into that? Just a ruh is the soul is a unpalpable body, a thin body that goes into one's body, and by that one would be alive. That's all. That's what we know about it. Al-Halimi. Al-Halimi is a very well-known scholar who lived around 1100 years ago. A Shafi'i scholar, very famous one. تفضل غاني. إجماع يكفي، منقول هذا بالإجماع بين المسلمين يكفي يكفي يكفي، ولو كان هناك غير ذلك يكفي. تفضل دكتور مسلم. ورد في بعض الأحاديث، بعض العلماء هكذا قال، بعض العلماء قال المسلم العاصي إذا عذب في قبره لا يكون عذابه أكثر من 7 أيام، 7 أيام ثم يتوقف. Some scholars said that the sinful Muslim, if he or she is tortured in one's grave, this torture does not last for more than 7 days. This torture remains for 7 days and then it stops. And later on the day of judgment, either they are forgiven or not. This is what some scholars said, and they relied, they deduced that from some hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. من بين هؤلاء الحافظ السيوطي. الحافظ السيوطي is among those scholars who said this. Even he authored a booklet about this matter. Yes, sister. About Sijjin, yes. Sijjin is a place for torture which is in the seventh earth. Other than this earth, there are 6 other earths separated, not inside this earth. No, they are separated from this one, underneath it. We don't see them. The 7th among them is above hellfire. So the souls of the blasphemers, after the body decays, the soul is taken to that place called Sijjin and is tortured there. Yeah. La. Tafaddali. لا مش بالخصوص، لا 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 لا، بيسلم الشخص على من خلفه من الملائكة أو الإنس أو الجن، ما بيعرف من في خلفه، إن لم يعني إلا أن كان يعلم أنه في، إلا أن يكون إماما بيعرف أنه في وراء مأمومين، أما مش على هذين بالخصوص. لا. When one says Assalamu alaykum in the prayer, at the end of the prayer, he says Assalamu alaykum, intending those who are praying behind him, whether among human beings, jinn, or angels. It's not, don't we say Assalamu alaykum and we turn our faces to the right, and then assalamu alaikum, and we turn our faces to the left. This, it's not, yani, the two angels that write the deeds are not intended with this salam. These are not the ones intended with this salam. Although they remain with the person all the time. Allah. قال الأشبه أن هناك جماعة كذا. لا أدري. لا أدري. لا أدري. لا أذكر. ما شاء الله. إيه شام. Allah Qadir, حقيقةً يوسع. The grave would be really widened. Really. Yeah, it's not that the one who's in the grave feels as if it is widened. No, it is really widened. Allah has the power to do that. This is it. يتعلم. نعم. سؤال القبر خاص بهذه الأمة. سؤال الملكين خاص بهذه الأمة. وفيكم. ما شاء الله. طيب بابك. نعم. The soul would be in the hands, first in the hands of the angels. And then when one is, before one is buried, the soul stays close to the body, above the body. And then once he's taken to the grave, the soul would be either happy with that. And this is the case of the pious person. The pious person, his soul says, that is qaddimuni, which means take me to the grave, because now he knows that he's going to be enjoyed. He's going to enjoy his staying in the grave. And the blasphemer would say, akhiruni, the soul of the blasphemer. That is, don't take me there, because he knows he's going to face more torture. Yes?
So, does that mean then that at the time that the soul is over the body, like before it's in the grave, it's still aware?
Yeah, the soul is aware of what goes around it.
Before it's buried?
Before it's buried, yes. 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 For us to be aware like we are, alive like we are, our type of life, we need a soul and a body to be together. But the soul alone is aware of what happens around it. Allah. Nah. And after having autopsies, what do they do with them? They don't feel. Before the soul is back in the body does not feel any pain. But those who are burned or the like, and they deserve torture, their souls would be tortured. And Allah has the power for each part, to let each part of their body, wherever it is, feel the torture. They wouldn't escape the torture of Allah by that. Those who deserve to be tortured. Nah.
What about the first
the questioning happens for those who are buried. So if one is not buried, the questioning does not happen. العاصي بلى. بارك الله فيكم. Let's stop here. We'll get back inshallah at 12:30. الله تعالى أعلم. الله knows best. بارك الله بكم. نهلل. لا إله إلا الله. لا إله إلا الله. لا إله إلا الله. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.